One of Bhadrapiyu's spiritual sons was shot, watched his soul leave his body, and later woke up alive again. What he described afterwards is astonishing. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome to Following Bhadrapiyu. We're grateful to all those who quietly helped this apostolate continue reaching souls through Bhadrapiyu's spiritual legacy. Today's story may touch your heart in ways you do not expect. Today's fascinating story comes to us from Father Jean de Robert, a Jesuit priest who contributed to the canonization process of Bhadrapiyu. The account survives in the form of a letter he wrote to a superior, recounting what happened to him during the Algerian War. And by the end of this story, you'll understand why Father de Robert never feared death again. He begins the letter. Dear Father, you asked me to write a summary of the obvious protection I was given during the Algerian War. This happened in August 1958. At that time, I was part of the medical corps, and I would like to emphasize that Father Pio also protected me in other difficult moments in my life. Now, before describing the war itself, Father de Robert pauses and takes us back a few years earlier. In 1955, Bhadrapiyu accepted him as one of his spiritual sons. At one point, he even received a personal letter from Bhadrapiyu promising prayers and support. He also believed Bhadrapiyu had helped him pass his exams at the Gregorian University in Rome. Nothing too dramatic. But then came the war. One night, commandos attacked the city where Father de Robert was stationed. He and five other soldiers were captured and taken to a place where they were to be executed. He remembers the moment vividly. I was thinking about my mother and father, but I also felt great joy because I was about to see what was on the other side. Now, something interesting happened earlier that very same day. Father de Robert had received a letter from Bhadrapiyu. And in that letter was a particular sentence that was underlined several times. Life is a struggle, but it leads to light. Looking back, it's difficult not to wonder whether Bhadrapiyu already knew what lay ahead. Perhaps some of you are facing struggles of your own today. They may look very different from Father de Robert's, but many people come to Bhadrapiyu seeking the same thing he did. Strength, hope, and the reassurance that they are not walking through life's battles alone. Then came Father de Robert's execution. He says that immediately after being shot, he felt his soul separating from his body. He could see his own lifeless body lying on the ground, covered in blood. And then he began ascending through what he described as a kind of tunnel. As he moved upward, faces began appearing around him in the surrounding clouds. Some were familiar, others unknown. At first, the faces seemed shadowy and dim. He understood that these were sinners lacking in virtue. But as he continued ascending, the faces gradually became brighter, more beautiful, more radiant. At one point, he thought about his parents. And instantly, he found himself beside them, watching them sleep in their home far away. He tried speaking to them, but they could not hear him. Then he noticed something oddly specific. Some of the furniture in the house had been rearranged. Now, keep that detail in mind, it comes back later. He kept going up the tunnel until he suddenly arrived in an extraordinarily beautiful place, bathed in a bright bluish light, even though there was no visible sun anywhere. He thought to himself, "This blue light must come from the Lord, just as the book of Revelation says, the Lord will shine upon them." Then he noticed something. Even though he knew he was dead, he could still move. He could still perceive everything around him. In fact, he said he could see in every direction without even turning his head. He wondered whether he had somehow already received a glorified body. He also noticed something else. He could still feel the wounds from the bullets. He concluded that the bullets had passed through him so quickly that he never even experienced the suffering physically. And in this wonderful place, filled with flowers and forms unlike anything found on earth, he saw thousands of people. But what surprised him most was their appearance. Everyone looked like they were in their 30s. Some he recognized from when they were alive, but they had died in old age. Now they appeared as if in their prime. Others had died as babies, but there they were, looking the same age as him. Then, leaving behind this paradise, he continued ascending higher. And reading this part, you can almost sense Father de Robert struggling to find the right words. Because here the experience becomes even more extraordinary. He says that at a certain point, he seemed to lose his human form entirely and became like a drop of light. Around him were countless other drops of light, and somehow he recognized them. One was Saint Peter, another was Saint Paul, another was Saint John, and there were other apostles and saints, all glowing. Then he saw the Virgin Mary. He describes her as incomparably beautiful, clothed in light itself, welcoming him with a smile. Then, behind Mary, Father de Robert caught sight of Jesus Christ, whose beauty was beyond description. Words completely fail to describe him. Behind Jesus, there was a never-ending space of light. And he knew, somehow, that this was God the Father. He entered into that divine presence and experienced perfect happiness, every desire satisfied, complete fulfillment. But then suddenly, everything changed. Father de Robert found himself on the ground, face down in the dust among the bodies of his fellow soldiers. He noticed gates in front of him riddled with bullets, bullets that had passed through his own body. His clothes were ripped and stained with dry blood, which meant he had been lying there for quite some time. Eventually, some people found him and took him to the commanding officer. Upon seeing him alive, the officer shouted, "It's a miracle!" As you can imagine, this experience changed Father de Robert's life completely. But the story doesn't end just yet. Later, after leaving the army, he traveled to see Padre Pio. Spotting Father de Robert from a distance, Padre Pio waved to him to come closer. And then Padre Pio said these remarkable words, "Oh, the things I went through because of you! But still, what you saw was wonderful." In other words, Padre Pio not only seemed to know exactly what had happened, he also implied that he himself had interceded to bring Father de Robert back. And remember the furniture that was moved in the parents' house. When Father de Robert later wrote to his mother, he asked why she had rearranged the furniture. She was stunned. She asked him how he could possibly know that. Well, I suppose there is no short answer to that question. Concluding his letter, Father de Robert makes one final and powerful declaration. What he witnessed is the reason he no longer fears death, because now, he says, he knows what awaits us in eternity. If today's story reminded you how deeply Padre Pio still touches souls, we invite you not to remain only a viewer, but to become part of this mission spiritually through the Protect a Child of Padre Pio program. Your monthly support helps this apostolate continue reaching those who may be searching for hope, guidance, or consolation at precisely the right moment. More importantly, your intentions and loved ones are spiritually remembered through regular holy masses and prayer. If you feel called to take that step, we warmly invite you to join us through the link below.